Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Sissy Mazate. I have my co-host, Lon, Lisa, and Andre. What's up, good black people?
What's up?
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. Did anybody wake up Ronald?
His ass always somewhere sleeping, snoring. Damn shame.
I sure did. I thought he was going to be up.
I'm trying to find my headphones. I don't think I got my headphones with me. Uh-oh. I don't know where they are. Because it's making a person that thing just and such. Tonight, we are filling in the blank. Lots of stuff that we sick of and tired of and wish would just stop, you know, things like that. So as I get on the road or whatnot, hey, y'all, go forward. Y'all start. Go.
All right. Where we going to start? Who going to start?
Someone between you and Dre, as I'm getting
okay,
ready
so
to start.
What? So I'm going off of all of the you know, the fill in the blanks we had in the office. So the first one is, I'm about sick and tired of these motherfucking R. Kelly men. I'm just sick of it. I don't want to keep seeing this motherfucker in my news feed. I don't want to see him. Retire that shit. It is what it is, and keep it moving. Let's do something else. Are we doing all of them, or are we just doing one at a time?
I mean,
like one category.
We got an hour and a half.
Okay, so
well,
then
I guess we're doing one at a time.
Okay, well, one at a time, then. Okay, goddamn.
Well, I'm piggybacking off of off Medusa because I'm sick and tired of seeing it fucking me and somebody's son or me and somebody's daddy. I'm sick of this shit. We all know y'all about to be hoes this summer. Stop the bullshit.
Okay.
God,
right.
If I see that bitch on somebody else's neck, somebody else's neck, or that girl dancing with this girl,
Right.
That shit is all over my fucking timeline. That shit is driving
me. Okay.
It's getting warm. It's getting warm. We know y'all about to be little hoes this summer. We get it.
I'm tired of people just complaining all the time. How about that one?
Oh,
no,
shit.
I'm going to take that one back. I'm tired of black folk wanting you to give them business for their black-owned business, but they're not professional. Mm. I ain't got time for it, especially when I go out of my way to help your black ass business. You know what I'm saying?
Let me put a pin right there, because your ass. This was saying your black ass.
your black ass business. Like,
I don't know why that tickled me so much.
I don't know why it tickled you even crazy.
I don't know why it tickled me so much. I don't know if it was your Carolina accent that came popped out. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your black self wanting me to be a patron of your fair business. You bug me about your fair business, and then when I'm trying to give you fair business, you drop the ball.
Exactly.
It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wrong. Hey, Ron.
What up?
Damn it, boyfriend. You be messing shit up. Because, you know, within the first, like, 5 minutes of the show, we say, hey, boyfriend, hey, girlfriend. And your motherfucking ass be late and sleep and snoring and shit. I'm going to get your shit together. Hey, boyfriend.
But, you got a whole boyfriend in the hall. You can't say it no more.
Shut your ass up, Dre. My show boyfriend and my real boyfriend don't have nothing to do with one another. They two separate entities. And my
I have never felt as pimped as I feel right now.
Hey, boyfriend.
What's up, man?
Y'all talking about me.
Oh, you being real shady. You petty. Oh, she said, what's up, man? You petty. Oh, you petty as hell. This nigga just petty. I'm feeling salty, shady.
Okay. Hey, Miss Lady.
Hey,
boy. How you doing? Yeah, drink Miss Green.
Oh, man. Anyway, yeah,
Ron,
Oh, yeah. I'm about sick of. That's what you got to start with. We doing one at a time.
What? All right, so what am I doing?
You got to do the I'm about sick of.
I'm about to what?
The fill in the blank for I'm about sick of, our list of fill in the blanks in the office.
Oh, okay. No. I didn't hear what y'all said. Y'all fucking all country. All y'all motherfuckers. Oh,
all right. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm about sick of motherfuckers being in the store. Talking all that, yo, just today. All right, I ain't gonna explain. Being in the store, talking all that shit, I don't know you from a fucking can of paint. But why I get to know your whole life from a fucking conversation? Okay?
Just run their mouth.
because I'm home, because I'm in the fucking store with you, I know what medication you want. That I know that she think you got a fever. That I know that your children is fucking feeling this. But there's no reason for me to fucking know about your whole entire life. Just because I'm in the motherfucking store with you. Okay? That's what I'm about sick of.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a good one.
What? So tell the story, then, right. Ron. Just tell the story behind it.
Yeah, but
Medusa, I need to hear the
no,
story.
No.
So you be quiet.
No.
Okay,
no,
I'm
going to
stop giggling.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not worth it. I'm not giving him no more motherfucking energy.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. So we're moving on to the next one.
What's the next one?
If one motherfucker complain about, well, if one more motherfucker. So mine is if one more motherfucker complain about people spending their tax money. Bitch, let that person spend their tax money and live their best motherfucking life. Yeah, people still talking about tax money. Like, yeah, that, you know, it's the checkup time because it's March, well, April. Basically, so tax time is, you know, over, and, you know, like, you got to file your taxes by the 15th, but most motherfuckers and all they found this shit and got it back and spent it. So motherfuckers are still worrying about what the next motherfucker's doing with their goddamn tax money. If that bitch want to spend her $5,000 tax money and, you know, buy a new car and she get that shit repoed in, you know, May, who gives a fuck? That's her life. That's her credit profile. That's her future. Let that girl live her best life at tax time if that's what the fuck she wants to do. I'm sick of that shit. Leave it alone. I just wish it would go away. But that's my, you know, if one more motherfucker.
You sound real aggressive, this. You sound real aggressive.
How is that me?
Because it annoys me. Y'all, it do nothing to you. I am really aggressive because I hate people that trying to police motherfucking other people. Like, these is grown ass motherfuckers, and if they wanna, if
oh,
they wanna
no,
be a
okay,
badass, they
just... Wait a minute, pause. I'm gonna need you to get your MF bomb together.
Oh, so mofos. So I'm gonna need people to just stop worrying about what the next person is doing. Like, let that person live their best life. If their best life is hold them, if their best life is spend their tax money, if their best life is, you know what I'm saying, wearing cheap weave or bad wigs or, you know, clothes that's not, you know, built for their body type. Let them live their best motherfucking life. Why does that have something to do with you? It has nothing to do with you.
Oh, because you can't be my friend like that and being embarrassed to me out in these streets looking a hot
well,
ass. Man, that's
no,
what it got to do with me.
No. I'm saying your friends. No, I'm...
Mm-mm.
I'm saying your friends got a right to tell you about something that's not right. Your friends need to confront you. But what I'm saying is there is this over, what do you call it? It's just this emphasis on, like, what the next party is doing. Like, I personally got to worry about if my spank does what it needs to do before I walk out the door in the morning. So I don't have time to worry about Becky Jean's spank and why that motherfucker's rolling down in the back. Now, I might see it. And, you know, if somebody else comment, I might, like, put my 2 cents in and say, yeah, I seen that shit too. But I'm not going to take up my whole ass day and devote a whole fucking hour of my time or a 15 minutes of my time to say, Becky, let Becky, you know, maybe she just don't know no better. And then you maybe might want to call her friends out and say, you know what, you need to learn how to be a friend. You know, because some people just don't know what they're doing. I'm just saying, it's so much other people worrying about what the hell the next person is doing. And it's just too much energy and too much time to worry about what the next motherfucker is doing. It's 24 an hour a day, 7 day a week, 365 day a year job to worry about your own shit and everything else you got going on in your life. That's all I'm saying.
Nigga, that was whole lot of words to say 24/7, 365. That shit almost confused me right there. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you Okay, it's okay. Yeah, I probably said a little too many words, but that's okay. Blame it on alcohol.
We knew it. I knew it. You can't tell me I didn't know. Do I want to talk to the gas station?
I'm gonna go to the one. I'll go get cast tomorrow. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like that.
Ooh. All right, so who's the next? Dre, you next.
Which one are we doing again? You took so long. I forgot.
Shut the fuck up.
One more motherfucker.
That's what Ron said in the inbox. That's why I'm dropping the MF her.
Okay.
If he said it like that, just like that.
Well,
Ron did.
If I hear or see one more motherfucker say they living their best life and they not. Living your best life is not going to the fucking club every fucking night. I don't say shit to see motherfuckers go live and motherfucking posting pictures. Living my best life. Bitch, you at the club. That ain't your best life. Sit your ass down. Sorry, I don't understand y'all motherfuckers going to Italy or somewhere out the goddamn country. Your motherfucking ass is right down the goddamn road. I ain't gonna say road. You right down the street. $2 Tuesday. $2 Tuesday. Talking about you living your best life. Bitch, get up. Go work.
Dre, stupid.
Stupid ass.
Dre, so
I'm
stupid.
Sick of that shit. That used to be my fucking song too. And then every time you turn around, every fucking picture, everybody going live. I'm living my best life. You're a miserable ass motherfucker. You gotta take a picture at every fucking event you're going to, and with the same people at every fucking damn joint. And we seeing this shit every day. Like, you posting same pictures at different clubs every day, and you trying your best to let whoever hurt your ass, let them know that you out there living your best life, but deep down inside, your ass is fucking hurt. You crushed.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. In your feelings.
That's real shit, Dre.
You're sad.
Is...
You're whining. You're pout.
That's real shit.
Yeah,
I ain't even gonna front.
Best life. Kill your goddamn self. Today.
Mm.
Oh,
damn.
Lord.
That's violent. Damn. Okay, kill yourself. Okay. I didn't expect that one. Okay, that escalated quickly. I hate him. I hate Ron. Okay. Who next? Imagine next.
If I see one more MF?
If one more MF.
If I see one more MF trying to tell me about my life through my social media, you ain't gonna set your ass down somewhere.
Cause you don't know me.
I'm sorry. You don't know me. And my social media will have you confused about life.
Okay.
I only come to inspire your life, teach you some stuff, and hopefully you get a nut at the end of the night. That's all I'm here for.
What'd you say? You don't know if you a saint or a sinner on your social media.
You don't know nothing.
Okay.
No.
I know that's
nothing.
My thing.
Really, you gonna run this light? I'm about to watch this person run this light. Really, you ran that light for real. But anyway, yeah. I'm sick of this shit.
I'm gonna listen.
Yeah, that's a lot of violence.
Okay,
Ronald.
I just don't understand. It's not. I'm not violent. I said I'm sick of this.
If one more motherfucker talk about they a few extra pounds and them motherfuckers is 847 fucking pounds, I might hit you in the face with
an 847.
68 and a half to the definition of few. Because
I can't.
Nigga,
I can't.
If you are a few extra. All right, you have obviously mistaken few with the word gross. You are a gross of extra pounds. Gross size. Grosses. Yeah, yeah.
I hate him.
A few extra pounds.
I hate this dude.
Nigga, your thighs is never not rubbed. Them just stay rubbed.
I cannot. I can't. Oh, my God. Ronald, behave.
I'm saying, at least I ain't violent like y'all.
No,
I mean, I can
like,
understand where Ron's coming from. I can understand. Because some people be out here like, oh, I'm skinny, bitch. I'm this. I'm thick. No, bitch, you're fat. I mean, I've had to, you know, like, I hate to say that. But sometimes folks
be
morbidly obese. My thing about that is that, like, if you love the skin that you're in, flaunt that, be that, do it. Like,
I'm
a big girl.
Embrace it.
I've had all these thighs all my life. Ain't nothing going to change about them. I've tried my best. My waist may be slimming down, but these thighs ain't going
all natural stuff ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Hips and thighs, you know what I'm saying, booty, like, if you got it, you got it. You know what I mean? It don't matter if you lose 10, 20, 30, 40, you know what I mean? You still going to have that booty. If that booty is booty because it's supposed to be booty. You know, some people get booty.
You said booty
30
times. Like, what the fuck? What
you
God, you said booty 30 times.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, you know how some people, get weight.
We pause that. I asked you.
I was just saying.
What you been drinking?
I had Pinot.
You
didn't
even say
that.
Are you serious right now?
I'm sick of motherfuckers drinking something and don't know what the fuck they drank. That's the fuck I'm sick of.
So get I had a rough week, y'all. I had a rough week. Y'all just don't understand. Like, I don't know.
We all
right
had a rough week. What you
going
to
do
during the session?
Huh?
Maybe your
week. How many days this week have you come home and drink?
I don't drink every day, y'all. I just drink.
That is not the question. How many times this week did you come home and drink?
3 out of 5 days of the week. Yeah, it's over half the week, but I wasn't intoxicated.
Four people.
Now, judge me. I'm judging.
I'm being so judgmental.
Don't you be judgmental.
For the last few weeks, it's either been you drunk as a skunk or you high as a kite. I don't know what it is, but I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to get a reprimand. Why is there two eyes?
I'm just telling you. I did my best job, and if I might have added an extra syllable or letter in there, but I did a really good job. It's just like if I had to walk a, you know, mile, like if I had to walk the line for the people, for the you know, the police people, then I might stumble, but I still can probably walk a little straight. So, yeah, I'm not all the way there, but I am a little there.
What?
Like, nigga, a stumble is jail. That's all jail. That's all.
Well, that's why I don't drink. That's why. ain't never had a DUI. I don't know that. I just know what I see on TV. I don't know what makes you go to jail or what
She's
don't make you
around
go to jail.
Watching
I ain't never
live
been to jail.
PD on the TV.
I sure do be watching that live PD.
Yeah, all I can do is shake my head. All I can do.
Don't shake your head. Don't judge me.
That's all I can do. Ron, what you think of? We're back to Medisa now. We're back to her. Ron told you.
Oh.
What's the next one?
So, the third one is I'd give anything to. So, I'd give anything to flip my job, two middle fingers, because I'm rich, bitch, like Rick James.
So, you'll get anything to be able to quit your job.
Flip them two middle fingers because I'm rich and I don't need them no more. I hate my job. I said it out loud. I hate it.
Okay. All right. Here's the time. She wants to quit and give them two fingers other than not her pointers, but her middle.
Double barrel.
Pew, pew. Okay, Drake.
Oh, man.
Lord.
Drake?
Man, there's so many I want to do. But I'd give anything. It's $400 billion or whatever it is.
That Powerball. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Do what?
Like 400.
Yeah,
somebody already won it.
Shit.
I guess somebody won it the other night.
He said he.
In Wisconsin.
Yes. But somebody, and you know what? Somebody in Arizona won $1 million out of that, too. I don't know how. But.
And somebody in North Carolina, in my where I'm from, won $50,000 at the food line down there. So,
I think it was three people in the $50,000. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I never win. Never win when I play that shit. I'll be mad every time I'm there.
Maybe the next time, Dre. Maybe the next time. You get you a couple of the dollars together and go get your ticket.
Can y'all send in y'all tickets that don't win for, like, a drawing? Is that every state that allows you to do that?
I don't know nothing about that.
Well, I'll be watching that, my lottery. Okay. Or is it just lottery, like lottery tickets, like scratch-offs that you can do that? Because you know how you can send them in and they'll put you in a drawing?
It's a scratch-off. It's a scratch-off because they give you a second chance on the back of it.
Oh, okay. So you just send them into lottery people and they just, like, mix them around and then if you win. Because I've seen people on that My Lottery Dream Home. They'll win $1 million.
Yo, where the fuck is the police on this goddamn evening? Now, that's the second red light.
That's
on the bar.
Probably on the phone. Probably at the bar. They're at the bar watching the March Madness.
Shout out to all the Tar Heels.
Leave them people alone. They're not bothering you. Because you're going to mess around and then you're going to drink. But shut up. What you say, girl? Will it take my card? Look, girl, I'm about to give me some gas. Y'all wait.
No, I'm sorry. I burnt my. I think I gave myself a third degree burn. I grabbed something and hit the edge of the thing, bringing out the oven, and this shit hurt so bad. It's like not getting any better. It's on the inside of my hand, so that's the crazy part about it.
Go sit down. You ain't got nobody in that house that can help you. I'm not playing y'all on her.
No, I did this. I did this the other day. I was just saying it's not feeling any better. It start like it actually feels pretty bad. But no, I need to get my life together because my life is not together. Every time I go in the den, I don't know what I be doing, but I be going in that oven and I look up and I didn't hit my hand on something. That's because I'm not used to cooking every single day.
So why are you cooking every day, Medusa?
Because this nigga got to eat.
Lord have mercy.
You got to eat. You know me, I'll make me a little sandwich or salad, and that'll be good to go. No, I can't feed him sandwiches, and I can't feed him salad. That's not the right thing to do, so I got to cook. Come on.
So good. Why you eating every day?
Shut your ass up, Dre.
I was saying, I don't know.
No, I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is.
I know.
Like,
Listen. I'm assuming that your state works similar to every other state I've fucking been in, and that they have things called menus, and they have things called ordering.
No, I don't have to order because I can cook. Okay.
Obviously,
I
can't without fucking burning yourself.
Well, no, I'm just saying when I be rushing because like I be trying to have, you know, like when he get home from work, I be trying to make sure that everything is done, and I have to. It's really kind of different. It's different, like trying to manage my time because literally, like I said, I went from eating salads and sandwiches and whatever. Sometimes I didn't even eat if I didn't feel like it. You know, I might eat potato chips and call it a day, but. You know, you can't feed no grown ass man no damn sandwich every damn day or no salad every damn day.
Two questions.
Especially when they provide it.
First question. So, not gonna ask the first question. second question. You got the nerve to tell me that. If I come home and I don't see a hot meal on my stove, I can't put one on there?
What? No. I'm not. Okay, let me make this clear. It's not a requirement. He doesn't care if I cook for him every day. It's what I choose to do, okay? I'm not doing anything
because. You make
because,
it sound like that you, know what I'm saying, is one of those extraordinary chefs. But then you complain about burning yourself on the same utensil that you're supposed to be a master of. So I'm just confused.
No, what happened was I grabbed the pot holder, and when I grabbed the pot holder, it slid, and so it went across my hand.
No, but pot holders
but
aren't
I burned
hot.
Myself.
No, pot holders aren't hot. You're lying. There's another step in there.
No,
that you're not
I can you just
about.
Hear me
you're
fucking
lying.
Say the? Didn't you hear me just say the damn pot holder slid? From my
right,
end,
were you trying to grab the pot? Were you trying to grab the tray?
Oh my God, I know how to fucking grab something with the pot holder. It was just the way that I grabbed it because I scooped it up in my hand because of the size of the damn pan. Okay, sir?
Okay.
I can cook.
Okay, you know what? So now I'm going to ask the first question. How about that? Now I'm going to ask the first question. So these days
I don't give a shit.
Yourself.
Ask the first mother.
Are these the 3 days you were drinking? Is that what the fucking days these was? Is this those one of those 2 days?
Absolutely, it was. Damn it.
All right, see, now we got to the fucking the root of shit. You're a fucking alcoholic.
What?
How about that?
Don't fucking judge me. Don't fucking judge. I'm not either. That is a lie. The truth ain't in you. What happened?
I think we need a drink. Get the fuck out of here. It's some bullshit.
What happened?
Nothing happened. As you were.
So now you niggas gonna laugh. Okay. Please don't back up into me.
No, I'm just saying.
He judging. He being judgy. I don't get it.
You care.
And you care.
All right, you're going, Maj.
What is it? What are we on?
I give anything.
I give anything to be able to go and travel as I please and money and time not be an issue.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Sam.
Yeah, I need a vacation. Just a nice little trip around the world, go see some places, say, you know, drop an Instagram post and be like, hey, guys, and then go on about my business. Yeah, that's all I'm
going
to do.
Very good one. Okay.
One day I'm going to be, where in the world is Imaj? Where is she at?
Yes,
we don't know.
Yes, she
was. What continent is she on today?
Nigga thinks she's calling San Diego now.
Oh, Lord. Ron.
That used to be my shit back in the day, Ron. Let me tell you something.
I used to love that.
And they trying to bring out another one. That used to be my shit right there. Where in the world?
I love the world. Coming San Diego. Yeah.
Really?
Okay, that used to be it.
You know what? You know what I really wish? I wish I could be my own band.
Oh, my God, I was just joining in. I always join in on everything. Shit, like, y'all know I don't join in on everything. Okay, friend. Okay, friend. Okay. Okay, I'm going to be silent.
I need a drink.
I'm going to be silent witness.
And if you do that, it's going to snow in Hell's Kitchen, because you know good and goddamn well you can't be nobody.
It's going to snow in Arizona.
It's already done that, so you're looking at hell busting wide open.
About a month ago.
Can we move on to the next fill in the blank? Wait, let me do mine.
All right. Oh, Ron, I thought you did yours.
I would give anything to have a threesome with Oprah and Beyonce and impregnate both of them and then get custody of both children.
I was like, damn, she already in her picture. she already done dumped me. I thought you'd already been sick to the curb.
I hate you dumb as hell. No, I can't.
You know how y'all pimp do.
I ain't nobody no pimp. Cut it out. That was, I like that water. That water's calming. It just, I sit there and there's a breeze. It's nice. You know, you just kind of like ducked off over in the neighborhood.
True,
it's
true.
A nice place
true.
To live.
I miss the little part downtown looking at the water.
Yeah, it's just nice. You know, you just kind of decompress from your day. Like, I'll be decompressing from the day, dealing with these crazy-ass people on this phone and all that foolishness. And just, you know, it's a lot of stuff. So it's just sometimes great to just kind of sit there, look at the water, listen to a little chirp and do what the hell they do, get some, you know, vitamin D and sunshine while you at it, you know. So, yeah, just saying. Oh, wow. All right, who next?
What's the next question?
You got to say you hate when. You hate when.
Oh, let's see what I can do. Oh, golly. Earlier today, this is my inbox is jumping all damn day. I hate when a motherfucker sees you post your hard damn work. Your damn, you trying to damn get your little shit out there, you know what I'm saying, your little videos or whatever. And they won't like it, but they'll jump in your fucking inbox. Man, you had me dying laughing, man. I just don't like,
oh,
yeah. Gonna hit the like button, man. Get your ass out of my goddamn inbox.
Yeah, that is shady.
And then I had one jumped in my inbox, and then she was the main one that was roasting fucking Bill Cosby. Like, she was on his ass hard. I don't appreciate you all on Cardi B like that. And I was like, I don't appreciate you in my goddamn inbox. Hit the damn lab button. That's all you gotta fucking do, idiot.
What happened with that? I don't even know what happened with Cardi B. Like, is it because of that documentary thing she did?
Yeah, she's writing a book about the whole drug that she just this shit. We ain't supposed to talk about it tonight, though, so her. Quiet.
Oh, okay.
The boss is here. The boss is here.
All right, I'll be quiet. Okay. I didn't know. I don't know what happened. I just don't need attention. All right, who next?
Ron.
Boss.
Nope.
Ron next.
You mind.
Come on with it, Ron. Come on.
No, boss
Ron.
Is next. Boss. Boss lady.
Boss is fixing a drink, okay?
Oh, well, go ahead, Ron.
All right, so I'm sorry because I don't really listen to YouTube, so I didn't pay attention to what the question was. So can
oh,
can
shit. I hate when, Negro.
Yeah,
he's wilding tonight. He's wilding.
I hate when motherfuckers get an attitude because you ain't listened to what they had to say 5 minutes before.
Go to hell in a handbasket right now, real quick, with bells and gasoline draws, damn it.
I hate what motherfuckers think that they more important than you making your quesadilla.
I hate you.
I hate what motherfuckers be taking up. And I be trying to listen, but I ain't be trying to hear none of that bullshit they talk about. I just hate when they.
I hate him. You so dumb. He's stupid.
Oh shit, I'm stupid.
Super stupid.
No, but seriously, all joking around. I hate when motherfuckers be acting like they parent of the year, and I know your children.
Ooh.
I hate that you put me in that position. I mean, don't put me in that position. Girl, my daughter got an A. Nigga, your girl got an A because your girl is fucking her teacher. That's why your girl got an A. Daughter is dumb.
Oh, wowzers.
All right?
Yo,
everybody knows this. No, everybody knows your daughter's dumb. Everybody knows it. You know what I'm saying? So now you're talking about the 180 she got because she gave the history teacher a hand job. Come on, stop
I can't.
It. Or you
I
like, girl. Where you at? Me and my son. My son took me to brunch on Sunday. So we out here. Yeah, the nigga just came home from jail, and he's spending that $214 he got on this brunch. So he gonna be moving in and broke after brunch. Okay.
I hate you. You dumb.
I hate when they be doing that. They be trying to front like I know your child. Your child is not that. No.
So basically, you petty like me because this girl posted this damn picture. My baby got an A because she can color. And it's like the kid is in like kindergarten. I'm like, okay, she's supposed to get an A for damn color. And like, what the fuck? And like, she colored in the line. This shit was all out the line. And I was like, yeah, like, she colored in the lines all out the line. And then I got
deleted. I can't.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm like, damn, that's kindergarten. You're supposed to get an A for every
okay, they get an A, but they get an A for picking the right color.
Like,
the color
like,
apples.
You're talking about
talk about.
But that's true. Most five-year-olds color outside the lines, and then they, you know, they get an A, basically. You know, because I was a daycare teacher, and I taught kids. So they get an A if they color the apple red or green instead of coloring the apple black or purple.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
As long as it's the right color. As long as they color them up with
the corn is yellow. The orange is orange. You know what I'm saying? The grapes are green. Hey, the kids
exactly.
is winning.
She deleted the shit out of my ass on that. She deleted the shit out of my ass.
Medusa.
And I was like, okay, well, call me back. Let me know when she ends about the seventh grade. And them grades really start fucking up.
So, Medusa, let me ask you this.
Yes.
What if one of the children made all of their food, like, black? What grade would they get?
I mean, I would probably give them a bad grade because why is all the fruit black?
Because that's
especially
what
we've
like
been learning colors.
Listen.
If we've been going over colors specifically, like
nigga,
when my kids,
just
what I used to
what
do,
I said? Did you just listen to what I said?
No,
what the fuck did you say?
What'd you say?
See, I hate when motherfuckers don't listen when you talk here. That's what I hate, motherfucker.
Because I was trying to
what?
Say, this is my fault. What the fuck did you say, Ronald?
What if the child say that's the color that apple is when I go at nighttime to steal one from the kitchen?
Oh, that's sad. Then I will have to reconsider the situation.
That's not sad. He's just trying to say
what
color you think it is.
That's what color it is
no.
at nighttime when I
why can't he see it during the daytime?
He didn't
because
say it wasn't
because he's sneaking
red.
At nighttime to eat it.
Nigga, what don't you get? I hate when motherfuckers act like they fucking
no,
smart.
I'm confused. Do you are you saying that the kid don't have access to the fruit in the daytime to see the color? Or he just a bad little motherfucker to just go steal it at nighttime because he's stealing at nighttime. I'm saying next question, please.
Next link.
No,
<Boston.
laughs>
that's the fuck I'm saying right now.
Okay. No, boss has to answer, so we can't move forward. Boss, you need to answer. It's your turn.
What is this one?
She wasn't listening to y'all niggas either.
I had put the phone down. I put it down.
She was making a
drink.
My
drink.
She
and I needed
a drink.
I needed every time with alcohol that I was putting a drink. I hate when people forget things that I specifically told them. I don't like it.
What?
I don't like
what
it.
You said you hate?
When I tell people something specifically and they forget. Don't be an ass.
And why do you hate that so?
Because what I'm telling you is important, and you need to register it in your memory bank. If you don't register it in your memory bank, that makes me feel like it's not important to you. So that might, in return, make me feel like I'm not important to you.
Well, that's a very good one. Very valid.
No, that's very fucking bullshit.
So you
bullshit.
Need to put that
right.
in.
You have your own motherfucking, your own.
But I don't forget stuff about
like
you. I don't forget stuff about you, and I got my own priorities.
That's because you're a better person than me. Nigga, everybody can't be fucking great like you.
Aw, that was sweet.
You know what, Ron? I've been telling her that shit for years, and I still be cussed out.
You know she ain't going to bite her tongue. You know that lady is not going to bite her tongue. She's going to say whatever she wants to say. She's going to let you have it. And if you better just deal with it, because that's just the way it is. She's going to tell you. She may not tell you stuff, but that's the beauty of her. She tell you shit.
Well, maybe you should just remember it, and then you won't get cussed out.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you should remember that I don't remember and stop fucking cussing me.
No, I'm not about to remind you.
No, I'm not about to remind you.
Okay. All right, now.
I need you to take some of your
remembering. No, you don't have to remind me. Just accept that I ain't going to remember.
Oh, my.
Next question.
Next question is, remember when life, so mine was remember when life was so simple and carefree, like there wasn't social media, there wasn't all this other bullshit that you try to, you know, remember this life you just got up and you just was a kid and you enjoyed life and it was just fun and, you know what I'm saying, we didn't have to worry about some of the shit that we got to worry about now. You know, just
what
we're
worried about.
Do you remember when? No, you know how, like, nowadays you got to worry about, we got a psychopath in office for the presidency. You know what I'm saying? You got war. You got all this bullshit. I mean, and this stuff was going on, but you remember when it wasn't, like, all these issues and stuff happening with people and these celebrities, all this bullshit.
Where's their war at, Medusa? Where's their war?
Oh, my God. Fuck, leave me alone.
Nigga,
they having a war over in.
I'm not saying it's not. I just
leave her alone.
Tell me where the fuck is.
Somewhere in the Middle East or somewhere, because there's troops everywhere or over in, somewhere overseas or something. It's always some fucking shit raging somewhere. I'm just saying. Ron, shut the fuck up. I'm done. Okay, that was mine. I just like when life was like, ooh, you know, all this extra stuff is just kind of like, just makes it. It was so simple back in the day.
Yeah, I'm with you on that because I'm the same way. I got the same because I miss the fact back in the day you can say anything and like. Some people would agree with you, you know what I'm saying? But now, you can't say shit without somebody disagreeing with you. There's a motherfucker on every corner that is waiting to disagree with you and argue over something fucking simple. And then,
ready to crucify you.
When it's something is really fucking funny. And then the motherfuckers act like it's not funny, and then they'll go turn around and then with somebody else that they really see you say something about it, they act like that shit is super duper funny. Always want to goddamn debate over some shit, man. That is irritating as hell. Motherfuckers are so goddamn sensitive now, man. Say shit. Like, I remember back in the day, you walk down the road, but let's get them faggots over there. Then they won't be faggy, he's just saying faggy. Now you can't say that shit nowhere, because 9 out of 10, the motherfucker might be with a
porno.
I guess that's why he feels the way he feels.
I guess so.
So would you like me to go and you can end it off, or would you like to go?
You can go, Ron. You can go.
So I remember when. Picture it. Sicily, 1937. The Allies. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's so fair.
I want to pick. I'll be trying to find a perfect picture of her saying it. I won't put this in my shirt so bad. Just it's so fucking funny. Oh, God.
Excuse me, my selfie.
And Dre will probably relate to this a little more than y'all, but y'all both like y'all butts rubbed, so y'all would probably relate to this also. Remember when humping was enough?
Oh, my God, yes.
With what was enough?
I mean, it was the simple days, and you would play games like Catch and Kiss, or, you know what I'm saying, we in Brooklyn played a game called Find and Fuck, but we ain't gonna talk about that. But
yeah,
remember,
it was
high and go get it in Indianapolis. High and go get it.
You play high and go get it too. Yes. But
what
when humping was
saying?
Enough, it was just to put your
We didn't let them get it. We just let them hump us.
Yeah, we were fucking where I'm from.
Listen,
oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're nasty kids.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. I know you ain't throwing stones.
I am. I did not do none of that.
that tone of your voice sounded very, very accusatory.
your children was nasty. What in the world?
Hey,
wait a minute.
On my Barbie doll.
I think I was 12 when we were playing that shit. And I said, oh, what? Yes, sir. Woo.
You said you was in the house playing with your Barbie dolls.
Yeah. I
did
it with my Barbie dolls.
Is that what they used to call breasts, your Barbie dolls?
No, I'm talking about I legit had Barbie dolls. I had.
Say nothing about us.
I didn't do none of that.
Well, these are the games that we play. You know what I'm saying? You run, you find that little girl, you know what I'm saying? She'd be like behind the steps in the building, and you find her, and you just. You know what I'm saying? Get your little nasty, grimy hump on. Oh. Man,
never been nobody's building but a house. I'm from the country.
Children, we were getting into all kind of fuckery. Yes, we were.
Yes, we
should
were.
Have been there.
Okay.
Remember the two walls and the projects?
The good old days. So, yeah, boss lady, bring it on home. I have nothing because y'all nasty kids.
You gonna stop throwing stones.
I don't live in a glass house. I feel faint. Throwing everybody.
You don't live in a glass house, nigga. Do we have to talk about your church?
It's been some mess with the church lately, but anyway, I ain't been. Since my grandfather passed, I ain't been.
I know you ain't been because you scared a lightning bolt gonna hit that shit when you walk in.
They got too much going on for my spirit. But
they've been had too much going on at the club/church. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
What? So, y'all, now we did have like a country corner store. So, I do miss being able to go down with my change to the country store and get me a Czech soda and a big pickle. That was my thing. Okay.
This nigga will catch diabetes and high blood pressure in the same snack.
Yep. I remember the damn the curry market had them big mother, them big ass hot pickles and them fucking what is that shit, the egg with the red shit they be sitting in that thing.
I don't know, I didn't need pickle eggs, but I did like some pickle sausage. I'll give me one of them big sausages and a pickle, and I'll get me a Czech soda.
Yeah.
Yep. Blackberry.
What? I was about to ask you what flavor. Blackberry, Lord have mercy. You is
blackberry.
Country than the motherfucker.
No, black cherry. Black cherry. Mm-hmm.
Black cherry. That sounds a little more. Yeah, you like a little further north, just a little. So country though.
And I don't know. Well, y'all might not, but I remember when we used to pick blackberries. And you know, we used to pick them. I'm like, about to eat these right on off the vine. And honeysuckles, man, I'm country for real. I don't know about y'all.
Honeysuckles, I thought that was just the nickname that Shorty had for her hoo-ha.
No, it's a flower.
It's a flower.
It's called a honeysuckle, and you can when you take it off the thing, you can suck it, and it tastes like honey.
Yeah, she used to tell me, come suck my
nice.
Honeysuckle. She used to say to me.
This nigga here.
This fast ass nigga.
Come suck my honeysuckle, honey. That's what she would say to me.
Not honey. Alleged. Yeah.
All right, Medisa, what's the next one?
Uh-oh, let me check and see if she's still here. Is she still here? Let's go look and see.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Oh, you was muted. What you over there doing? What you over there doing, Dancing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm being
killed and playing hide and go get it.
I'm not playing hide and go get it. And I'm not humping. I'm
punching.
No,
you might
not
be humping, but you might be hunching.
Ooh.
What?
Did you just have a? Did something come back to your remembrance? What in the world?
No. Nothing's wrong.
Listen, you ain't got to fix your wig for the phone. No, sir.
We can't see.
She thought she was in the middle of
the. We cannot see.
You know how the lady comes to the door and she fixes her wig? Like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Potato? How you doing, sir? That's what she said.
Ain't
like.
Nobody fixing that wig. Shut up.
Ma'am, you and I got ma'am. I don't care what your wig looks like.
I'm not fixing my wig. Have y'all noticed though? Every time, since she even got that in house, she been muting that phone a whole lot here lately. She's starting to act like this other girl that used to be there on this phone.
Oh my goodness! How dare you?
Taylor used to lean on that mute button, boy. She'd be quiet as hell just for doing that nasty shit. Y'all ain't sleep.
Ain't nobody. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Okay,
I mean, the man
question.
Do got a point. The man do got a point. Dre, you make a good point, brother. Yeah, I mean, I think we all have recognized, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, some of the things that this one does and some of the things that one used to do, they're very similar. They're very similar. Yes, they are.
Very.
Anyway, you want to answer our question now, Medisa, what's next? Or you want to keep the mute button on?
Okay, so, I'm sorry. The next question on the list is, why is it that? So mine is, why is it that people have a hard time admitting their shortcomings? Is it because they're embarrassed? Is it because they don't know? Like, why it's so difficult for people to say, this is me and this is my, this is where I fall short at.
All right, all right. Well, let's try to answer that. If that is their shortcoming, how do they know it's, they may not necessarily know it's their shortcoming. So why would they admit something that they don't know? Like, if you're not good at something,
that's,
and you don't know you're not
that's
good
what I just
at,
said,
you know
that either they don't know or are they in denial? Like, which one is it?
Right. No. I'm saying, let's talk it out. So that's one thing. Maybe they are in denial, or maybe they're not in denial. They just don't know how to change it.
God almighty, this game is good. I'm sorry.
Who's winning?
Duke playing. Duke is currently winning by 66. So 66.
They're winning
60.
By 66?
No, it's 66-6 Duke winning.
I hate when I ask women sports questions.
Hey, little nigga, I changed what I said. I fixed it so you could understand it.
So that was all you had, Medusa?
Yeah, that's all I had, honestly.
Look, she had that shit
Sorry.
Muted again, Dre. It was muted again just that quick.
I know, just that damn quick. What's pissing me off? I can't stand. I've been seeing it a lot here lately. Motherfuckers, they're dying to damn to be in a relationship. Like, they're rushing to damn get in a relationship. Then when they damn dying to change their status, then when they change the status and let everybody know that they got somebody, then they get mad when the bullshit happens, when their person's inbox starts jumping, or when somebody starts asking all these damn different questions about the person that you date. Then you got to make this long-ass post, drawing this shit out. That irritates me.
Yeah,
basically. I can agree.
Yeah.
What else? What was the beginning of it? What was the beginning of this question? This question.
That's why I was quiet too, Amaj. I didn't remember that shit, neither. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to let Amaj go. Because I don't know this shit.
Okay.
I'm a fall back and be quiet.
Why,
I know Medusa's
over. Why is it that people?
Medusa.
Like, why is it that? Why is it that people want to be willy-nilly and post it on your wall, and then when you ask that motherfucker, you know I'm in a relationship, right?
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck did you post it on my wall for?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because motherfucker wants you to be in a relationship.
Exactly. And that's why I said I don't want nobody to know my fucking business, because I know what's gonna happen. If I keep it changed, and I'm in a relationship, man. I got a girl. Man, I'm gonna hear that fucking bell on Facebook, 24 bang, messages like a motherfucker. I'm not trying to deal with that shit, man. Me. Y'all motherfuckers won't know I got a girlfriend. Until you see them just over the cut, you had to marry somebody. You dig?
I understand.
All right, so.
They're going to be real mad when I go on vacation.
Oh, Lord.
What?
So I got one.
What?
Why is it that these 52-year-old men is in the hood with 19-year-olds. Why is that your old ass still doing the same thing in the same place that you was doing it 25 years ago?
Damn, that's a deep one.
Why is it that your ass is scared to leave the comfort zone of auntie's basement, of grandma's upstairs, or mommy's garage? Why? Why? I went home to New York a couple of weeks back, and I seen a dude that when I was in high school, you know, I remember 50 Cent, damn homie. In high school, you was the man, homie. This nigga was the man when I was in high school. And then when I moved back, I went to high school in the Bronx. I lived in Brooklyn. Then I moved to the Bronx. And when I moved up to the Bronx, I seen him again. I bumped into him again. Oh, what's going on? Yeah, and he was doing okay. But he was, you know what I'm saying, still doing the same thing that he was doing in high school. Now when I went up there again, I ain't been in high school since the 90s, early 90s. This motherfucker's still doing the same shit. I'm like, you know there's more than weed to sell. You do know that, right? You know there are other drugs that you can be selling.
Crack, heroin.
Oh, damn.
Fentanyl. Opioids.
There are other weights than dimes and 20s.
Don't forget methamphetamine.
No, we can't forget the. No. But yeah. I mean, why, homie? Maybe that's just me. I don't know. What's next, Lisa? Muted again. Let me find out she got something in her mouth. She can't talk.
No, mine is. I'm sorry. Mine is. I can't stand. No, I'm muting the phone because there's background noise and I don't want to be, you know, unprofessional. So,
you said you was given a professional. What did you say about professional?
Oh my God. Anywho, the question is blank. So, in the blank is I can't stand. And so, mine is I can't stand a motherfucker that's judgmental to other people. I don't like judgmental people. It's not nice to be judgmental. Because we all fall short, and we all have our issues. So who am I to stand in judgment of the next person? You know what I'm saying? Because I got my own shit that I need to fix. I can't, you know what I'm saying, worry about the beam in your eye when I can't worry about the plank that's already in mine. So that's just my, that's mine.
Hold on. Worry about the wound in your eye, the beam.
You know the scripture that says, "Don't worry. Why are you worrying about the beam? Basically, why are you worrying about the beam in my eye?
Yeah,
and you're not paying attention to the plank in yours."
I'm trying to figure out why you dropping a Bible verse and you over there puffing puff and passing. That's all I want.
What you say?
And you over there drinking?
Because
you over there drinking the devil's nectar, and you
because you know what they say. You know what? Shut up, Dre. I am a heathen. I'm not worthy at all. Not worthy at all, honey.
You're a heathen. What you having for dinner? I'm going to eat heat, then a snack. Oh, shit. I made a funny. Oh, shit. All right, Dre, you next.
Oh, God. What was the question? I'm too busy damn laughing. Her, but this is the Bible verse. What was that name?
I can't stand.
I thought we already did. I can't stand.
I was about to say,
oh,
I can't
the hell
stand these
no,
three
we did
questions.
Not.
I can't
no, we
stand.
Did not. I got every
win.
Fucking question written down. I took every. No, we did. I hate. That's different than I can't stand.
Okay.
Now,
I got one. Piggyback off of Ron. I can't stand these motherfucking 50-year-old fucking women out here and on the scene at every fucking damn function, every party, every club scene,
yes, sir.
And their grandmas. Like, you 55. You don't sit your Harriet Tubman ass down and bake a picture for your grandkids.
This fool said Harriet Tubman. I can't. I'm done. I'm over it.
Like, miss, you got the wrong girl on to this club. You can't wear that bra on this club, miss.
Exactly. You got on a brand new wig, a brand new outfit from motherfucking damn what's that spot, Jay?
What?
What's the spot they be shopping at, the old women be shopping at?
Oh, they shop at the Rainbow.
You out there with a brand new outfit from the Rainbow trying to fit in with these young girls that's 25 and 29 and 30. And you 50-something trying to act like you upstaging them, but then you walk around with your reading glasses on at the club.
Yeah, they do.
Mm.
Yeah,
Iman, you know they
over your sunglasses.
They got the Rainbow,
what?
But they had, you know how they got Forever 21? They got a store. It used to be 47. So that's where they be going to shop, too.
Dummy hand.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be 47?
No.
I don't know what
used to be 47.
I can't.
No, that's the store they go to. Whenever they with the extra stretchy.
Funny.
You know what I'm saying? That's the store they go to. All right, I hate when I was gonna say something, but that would be mean, so I'm not gonna say that. I hate when motherfuckers at work, and this is some real shit, how they be thinking just because they've been doing the job longer than you that the shit you say is like fucking elementary. And it may not be as in depth. You may not know as much as them, but sometimes it's the simple shit that's the issue. I say that because I had an issue at work. I asked the dude, I said, well, could it be such and such? He said, nah, it couldn't be that. 4 hours later, it was that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just because he got more experience. So he think that, you know, what someone with less experience could tell him, it can't be, you know, that can't be it, because I would have thought of it if that was it. I have 26 years of this experience. Like, nigga, sometimes you overlook shit. So I hate when, you know, people got a whole bunch of experience and they think that just because they know more than you, that they know more than you.
Yeah, I understand that one. That's a good one. Sometimes they be loud and strong and wrong. Sometimes they be strong and wrong.
Strong, strong.
Wrong and strong. That's a good one.
My
strong and wrong is I can't stand them. Yeah, I can't stand the old strong and wrong person. Ever. I can't stand hoes talking about their hoedism and they don't even take care of their eyebrows.
You stupid.
Oh,
that cut deep right there, boy. I know somebody probably hung the phone up listening to this show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have one or three left.
But they was enjoying it.
And
like,
we had.
How motherfuckers be enjoying the post, laughing and shit. But then when they motherfuckers be about there, oh, funky bitch, nigga, get off the post.
They're
probably listening to this show, having a ball, laughing, and shit. They niggas crazy. And she said something to my about, oh, this bitch here, I'm gonna leave.
I'm gonna get out of here.
What's she trying to say?
This bitch had to say something about smoke for an eyebrow. I'm gone, man. Fuck this shit.
I couldn't wait for the funky bitch to roll out. I was waiting for it all night with a funky bitch. I was waiting for it. He said it too. This game is intense. Yeah, okay. So on Thursday.
They still winning by 66?
Nope. They up. Duke is still up. It's 69-73 with a minute and 21.
All right, first of all, when you tell the score, you tell the highest score first. Okay, all right, that's
74-69 Duke.
Yeah,
is that better?
I got cussed out the winning score first.
So I just said it right. I just said it right. I said, okay, so it's 75-69 Duke.
Man, this dude got so heated with me saying that shit. I thought he was ready to fight right there. Damn, nigga, you want me to put my dick up or what? What the fuck?
Oh, I forgot to say the score. All right.
What?
Two caps.
Okay. So the final one is, you know, you shady win.
You throw the whole motherfucking shade tree at the motherfucker. I'm
exactly.
Shady as hell, bitch.
This would be about me and being best friends. This we do this whole part right here by ourselves.
No, I'm not saying shady. I'm not saying like throwing shade.
Dredge,
I'm saying shady.
Dredge,
like
you got to, you know, you shady when you got two capital letters in your. Oh, I'm sorry.
Kiss my ass, Ronald.
I got two caps.
Two caps. Mine was, I don't know. I really didn't know what to say for you know you shady, because there's a lot of shit that can make people shady.
Nigga, you the only
you
one
know,
that had the question, and you don't fucking know?
I couldn't narrow it down. So, like, you know, I feel like it's a couple of different things. For me, you know you shady when everything that you do is, it's some secrecy or some bullshit. Like, not saying you can tell everybody your business, but, like, you just move in a different type of way. Like, it's always some backhanded bullshit, you know? You know, some stuff you'd be like, why you can't do everything on the up and up? If everything that you do is fucking criminal, you shady as fuck. You ain't, and you liable to do anything. Y'all at least do the right thing sometimes.
Nope. Y'all know how to. All
right. All right. We could deal with that one. Brother Dre?
Let's see. You know you shady when you sitting with the person that y'all are talking about. You and your best friend, you sitting beside this person, and y'all sitting there checking each other's ass and clowning that person.
Who is you texting? I ain't texting nobody. Bitch, I'm talking. I'm not even that shade of a person. I'm talking about you and your face. And you ain't even know I'm talking about you.
Will
you see her eyebrows? You know how fuck people draw on their eyebrows.
I want to know about these eyebrows. Please send me a personal message on side, off side, off camera.
It's
off
this girl who come on the Thursday night show. She be on my co-host feed, and I don't trust shit she say because she drawn her eyebrows.
She always looks surprised.
Has she ever? Have you? Okay. Has she ever drawn them on crooked?
Oh yeah, that's when I saw her realize she drew her eyebrows on wrong.
Oh Lord.
I said, oh, she drew her eyebrows. Her eyebrows ain't supposed to be like that. Lord, please don't let this boy meet this three. Get that ball. Why y'all not rebound? What kind of fuck shit y'all doing?
We watching Dakota State and Oregon over here. We watching
Dakota
the girls
State?
Play right now. And Oregon. The girls.
Is it top Dakota?
I thought Oregon lost the other night.
They did.
But
so how y'all watching Oregon?
We watching the girls.
They watching the girls.
Yeah, we watching
girls,
the girls.
Girls,
girls, girls. Oh, Lord. Anyway, what was the beginning part of it again?
You know you shady.
All right, yeah, yeah.
When,
right. Or... You know you shady when in the last 15 years you had 15 best friends.
I know a bitch like that right though.
Damn,
nigga.
That's deep in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bitch don't have no interpersonal relationships.
Don't got none.
Yeah,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
I got to join my friend no more. No. Like, that's my
no,
best
yeah,
friend.
That,
no,
yeah,
Oh no. Thank you, best friend.
That's true. I can't shadiness. That's why. That's true. That's a really valid point. Actually, really valid. Good job.
Nigga, I don't need your affirmation. But thank you, girlfriend.
You're welcome, boyfriend.
Lord, this is going to be the here we go again with these 5.8 seconds, and it's 2 points of a game.
2 points of a game. This nigga don't know how to say shit before this.
2 points of a game? What was that?
It's 2 points of a game. 2 points
of a game. I can't. I'm done.
Are y'all doing another time now? What's up? Y'all just saying another time now?
I can't. 2 points of a game.
I'm laying down.
Oh, you just throw a timeout. Throw a timeout.
No, don't take the timeout. You just end this
throw
shit.
Throw a timeout.
Just end this shit. Like, come on. Just go ahead and send them Hokies home. Send them Hokies back to Virginia.
Did he shoot a home run?
Shut up. I know what this is.
Jesus,
I know this ain't no motherfucking baseball.
I can't
tell. Freaking baseball I'm watching. I'm watching basketball. I know what I'm watching.
Fuck. Lord have mercy. You said that was the last
one. They better not shoot no motherfucker. I know they ain't.
Yes, that was the last one on our list. I got all of them at the office. Yeah, that was the last one. Oh, my God. All
right. I
missed it.
Y'all ready?
I tried to hurry up. Like, I'm trying to hurry up, Lord Jesus.
Lord have mercy. What? All right. I got one. Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank.
What? Fill in the blank what?
That nigga got the dirtiest I ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
My co-host Nick D got the dirtiest looking feet I've ever seen.
Oh. My coworker who sits in the cubicle in front of me, she got the dirtiest I've ever seen. Like, she looked like she got eczema or something. Like, it's like, I ain't never seen nobody with that much dandruff in my life. I'm a little concerned. I don't even want
to
get too close.
She might have
to write
in her scalp.
Wait, did you say that?
I don't know what it is, but.
And he touched it.
Huh? It's greasy and it's full of flakes. It just looks dirty.
She might have psoriasis in her scalp.
And you know, Caucasian people supposed to wash their hair. Like, they usually wash their hair every day, but I've never seen somebody with so much. So I'm thinking maybe she got eczema or something in her scalp, so I'll be trying not to. But it makes me feel some kind of way. It makes me cringe. Because I never seen that many flakes on one perm.
I say that because I have psoriasis of the scalp, and I have to wash my hair once a week. I have to wash my hair.
No, friend. I ain't never seen a flake in your head.
I wash my hair.
Okay, well, maybe she needs to wash her hair more. But friend, I'm saying, like, it almost looks like you can, like, on the strands of her hair, you can see the flakes. You can see strands and flakes and grease. So it makes me feel like she has, I don't know. And I said, well, maybe I shouldn't, because she looks like she's a little dry. So maybe she has eczema or something. That's what I was thinking. I'm just saying, she does look a little dry. She looks a little dry and pale. So I just was concerned. But, yeah, it does something to me. It looks very bad. And I try not to be that way, but it just makes me cringe. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
she got worms.
The opposite side of what you were talking about, Nick D.C., my cousin, he's a mechanic. This nigga got the dirtiest hands I have ever seen. His hands look like he's been fucking walking on his hands through mud for the last 17 years. It just takes, like this nigga got
they
stay permanently discolored, Ron.
Yeah, man, he got window wiper fluid in his pinkies. This nigga got fucking Castro.
Transmission fluid in his middle finger.
Yeah, man. Yo,
motherfucking 5W30 in his thumb. I can't. I'm done.
Listen, and then he'll go to lunch and he'll get something and he'll be eating food. I'm like, nigga, dog, do you know that you're eating carcinogens? Do you know that you the things that's on your pinky and with your forefinger and your thumb that you are sharing with that chicken wing is going to kill you, young man.
Ron, he eating carburetor fluid.
This nigga is ingesting carburetor fluid. I'm like, son, you can't do it. You know, you're not going to wash none of that off. You're not going to wipe it off. You don't got no hand sanitizer, nothing. You just go eat the inside of that car. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Mechanics, they don't give a fuck. They grease their hand, they don't give a fuck. They going to eat.
Like, your son, that is a sandwich you're eating. You see, look at the bread. It's black on the outside, and you're still going to eat that, right? Knock yourself out.
Yikes. That's hilarious.
All right, Imaj. Hopefully your game is, you know what I'm saying?
Duke win. Duke won. 75-73. It's a Duke win.
No.
Shut your mouth.
Did Zion have a good game?
Yeah, he did.
All right. How many points did he have?
I have no idea. He's talking on the TV now.
Exactly. That's my point.
Because
you shouldn't be watching.
One, folks, and first and foremost, I was on the road for a little while, and I stopped to get gas, so I didn't see the whole game, you joker.
I didn't ask you how many points he had in the first 2 minutes.
I don't know.
They keep a running total of how many points you have, right? You know, at any given point, they will show you, and they'll show up to date how many you have. So what you didn't see in the beginning has no relevance on how many points he ended up with. See, that's the – I hate when motherfuckers be pissing your leg and tell you it's raining.
He had 23 points. Trey Jones had 23. He balled out.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Shut the bum ass up.
This nigga want to fucking talk about I missed the beginning. What the beginning that you missed got to do with how many points he ended with?
The reason I would keep up with it, I was not paying attention because I was talking to you, nigga.
You was not talking to us. For the last 10 minutes, we've been skipping you and going to other shit.
Oh, Lord.
You
here you go. Ron's crazy.
And crazy. Maybe a little bit. She over there. She don't even know. You know what I'm saying? That she got the scores backwards. She fucking saying it's 2 points of a game.
Leave my friend alone now. Stop.
2 points of a game.
Wow, that was a close game. Really?
That's okay.
Zion got the same kind of forehead and ears as my son.
That's okay. Okay.
What you said about this?
I said Zion got the same kind of forehead and like the bridge of his forehead and his ears is the same shape as Prentice's.
Do you know that nigga is 6'8"? Your son is what, 5'2"? You trying to say your son head is the same size as that
big? Shut the fuck up. I said his head shape. I said nothing about his size. My son is 5'8". Thank you very much. He's almost 6 foot, and that's pretty good considering his parents are both short. Get my son his life, and he's still growing.
4'13"? Is that what you said he is?
No, he's 5'8". 5'8".
You say he's 5 foot and he just 8?
Shut up, Ron. You're dumb.
Sometimes. Oh, what up, Prentice?
He at work. He just got another raise.
I hate when motherfuckers say a child's name and then the parent just start telling you about all their accomplishments.
Shut the fuck up, Ronald. I'm proud of my son now.
How's Johnny? Oh, Johnny is great. He just got a job. He's only 46.
Shut the fuck up. You're so stupid. You know what? You are so dumb. You're the dumbest ever. I hate you. You're dumb. You're so dumb. It's stupid.
Oh, shit. Y'all like earlier? Picture it. Sicily, 1937. The Allied forces. Oh, shit. You would have
fucking
these.
I'm sitting right here. I'm better, though. So.
Yo, why I broke my phone today?
Huh?
I come in the house, I put my phone on the counter, right? And I go into the refrigerator. On the top of my refrigerator, I got coconut oil. Somehow the coconut oil slides and falls right onto my phone. Bang. Shit's done. That's some bullshit. Now I got to go get a new phone.
Well, you shouldn't be slipping and sliding all over the house. And oil. Why is the coconut oil up there anyway? You cooking with it?
Oh, wait. Okay.
I need an easy access to that shit, nigga. Sometimes you gotta rub her down in something that's edible.
Hi. Okay.
You don't want to rub her down in baby oil.
I'm just saying. Yeah, that's just that's toxic for you.
See what I'm saying? You gotta use some coconut oil. You eat that coconut.
I'm using the coffee. Nothing. So my phone just got a message.
It was mine.
I know when
anyway.
That hotline bling.
All right, you done yet?
Yeah, we done. So I'm tired. I'm motherfucking tired.
You have to cue the white
and
lady?
And I got to be up early. And I got to be up early because I got to go to a soccer game in the morning.
I hate when motherfuckers tell you they're scared you really give a fuck.
Why? Shut up, shit. And let her cue the white lady, damn it.
You
don't have to play.
I'm talking to you. I'm done talking to you. I don't want to talk to you again until next week.
He's so stupid.
Oh, shit. I tickle myself.
Good night. Go fall in that coconut oil and slide across.
Y'all are so stupid.
All right.
Cue the white woman. I'm crying. She ain't coming up. Slow. Oh, what did you do?
Oh, Lord, not just hang up. Good night, good people.
Blog Talk Radio. Talk to you.